Hello, everyone, and welcome to Here for the Right Reasons, Us Weekly's Bachelor podcast. I am your host, Sarah Herron, and it's time for a special Friday episode of Here for the Right Reasons because there has been a decent amount going on in Bachelor Nation, including a new bachelor. We're going to get into who they decided to make the season 26 lead, and it's a slight spoiler alert if you are worried about that, because he is from Michelle's season of The Bachelorette. Now, obviously, Michelle's season does not start airing for a few more weeks, so we have not met this gentleman on ABC quite yet, but I have some intel into why he got the gig over maybe some of your other favorites, and we're going to get into that. So if you're okay with the spoiler, keep listening. But I also want to touch on some Bachelor in Paradise stuff as the season ends. Despite ABC's, you know, attempts to explain when the show is airing and for how long, it's been kind of unclear. But I got some clarification recently that there are, as of this recording, two more episodes of Bachelor in Paradise left. The last Tuesday in September and the first Tuesday in October, they are both three hour episodes of Bachelor in Paradise, which, you know, I think is kind of an attack and an insult on our time, but exciting stuff, because there's clearly enough for them. They feel like they have to air two more episodes of Paradise, and there will not be a reunion. I was pretty upset about this. As far as I know, they could maybe add something at the end if there's some sort of demand in the next couple weeks. But from everything I've heard, they have not filmed a reunion and there are no plans to film a reunion with Wells or with any of the couples, which I think is a bad move, even though I just complained about them airing six more hours of the show, because this obviously filmed in June. There's a lot of stuff that happened, especially on this season, even more so than ever, with like real life implications and stuff that's gone down. And imagine how electric it would be for Piper and Brendan to have to be on stage with Natasha talking about everything that went down. So missed opportunity. I think Bachelor Nation as a franchise and as a business and ABC and Warner Brothers and how they've been doing it now is they just want everything to play out on those official podcasts. So Bachelor Happy Hour, clickbait, talking it out. So I think we'll get a lot of post-show interviews that way. But it'll probably be more about the couples and where they all stand, which is interesting. Obviously, we want to know who's still together since it's been a couple months since they filmed it. Who got engaged? Did anyone get back together? That happens a lot. You break up on the beach, miss each other, get back together. So I think we'll definitely get info, but I'm kind of upset that it won't be in a traditional Bachelor in Paradise reunion form. I think that's a misstep, but I know that Michelle's season of The Bachelorette starts right after. There's 1 week, I believe, in the middle of the Paradise finale, a week off, and then Michelle's season of The Bachelor will premiere. So it's a lot of content. ABC must have something else they want to sneak in there, but obviously we will do everything we can to get all the intel for you of what went down post-show. I do know that there's a lot of questions floating around right now about Brendan and Piper's status. One of my coworkers saw Piper at a fashion show, New York Fashion Week, a few weeks ago, and she said that they were, you know, it's obviously been very stressful, but they're working on their relationship. Now people are pointing out that they've maybe unfollowed each other on Instagram. So what does that mean? I think that it's hard to say they split because I don't really know if they were together. Obviously, a lot of questions about their relationship from the beginning, but I think that those two, it's going to be, you know, a tough road if they really try to make it work. But I don't think they're going too strong if they are still working on their relationship at all. There's also been a lot of stuff with Brendan and his sponsorships. He had an exercise bike company, and he is claiming on his side through his representative that they didn't drop him or anything and it was a one-time ad. But then the exercise company released a statement saying they don't like agree with his actions and they are distancing themselves or something. Very messy, pretty awkward. I think it's one of those things that will just blow over. I think it's going to be tough for Brendan on Instagram for the next couple weeks still. And then once whoever the villain of Michelle's season emerges, he should be just fine. Same thing with Piper. That's usually how it works. I also think that, you know, his apologies need to get better if he's going to keep giving them. I don't know if you watched Brendan's 7-minute apology, but it was pretty painful. And he kind of just kept going back to, if I wanted followers, I would have gone for someone with more followers than Piper or Natasha, which I thought was a ridiculous point to make. Anyway, looking forward to Tuesday's episode of Bachelor in Paradise, which will feature what Wells has been teasing all season. And I don't know if you listened a few weeks ago when Wells was on before the show started airing. He gave an interview with us on this show, and he said that there's something that happens on this season of Paradise that has never happened before. And I recently got confirmation that that is indeed what goes down with Ivan. So when you see the preview for Tuesday's episode of Paradise, you see Wells asking Ivan what happened at the hotel. And there's like this ominous thing of something happened during that brief shutdown with the storm, which would make sense why they even showed us the storm to begin with. And I have confirmed that that is indeed what Wells was referring to. It is something that he's never happened in Paradise history before, and it will air on Monday. It's interesting because Ivan is probably maybe upset about it or already getting defensive about whatever's going to go down, because he tweeted, whoever gets my first post-Paradise podcast interview is going to get some gold. So also confirms that everything's going to play out on podcast instead of a reunion. So we'll find out what it is. I'm intrigued by it. I hope it's not overhyped and disappointing. You know how that happens sometimes on this show. But I'm interested. Ivan was very beloved on Tayshia's season, and I think that he is kind of having like a Blake Horstman situation where they are beloved, and maybe if they didn't go on Paradise, they would have gotten to stay kind of beloved, and then things kind of go back and forth. I mean, you know, I like Blake. Obviously, he's been on the show several times. I think he's a good guy, but his edit and everything that aired on the show was very messy, and in theory, he could have potentially benefited from never even going on Paradise because he would have kept that kind of like good guy edit. And it'll be interesting to see if that happens to Ivan, but also we're still talking about these people because they went on Paradise. So it's a double-edged sword. You never know what kind of edit you're going to get. 2 episodes left, 3 hours, no reunion. Magic Spoon is a brand new low-carb, high-protein cereal with 0 grams of sugar. Recently, I've been attempting to cut down on unhealthy foods, and Magic Spoon tastes exactly like your favorite childhood cereals, but it's free of all the nasty things, so it's a great addition to my morning routine. Magic Spoon cereals have 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net carbs in each serving, and only 140 calories per serving. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb. The variety pack comes in your favorite classic flavors, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Go to magicspoon.com/rightreason to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code RIGHTREASON at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/rightreason and use our code RIGHTREASON to save $5 off. Thank you to Magic Spoon for sponsoring this episode. This episode is brought to you by Apostrophe. Are you like me, someone who has spent a lot of money on a cabinet full of skin treatments but has no idea what to do with half of them? Apostrophe makes it easy to see a board-certified dermatologist online. You'll be treated right away, and the medications will be delivered to your home. It's truly amazing. Simply complete Apostrophe's online questionnaire about your skin troubles and medical history, then take a few selfies, and your dermatologist will send you a customized treatment plan. We have a special deal for our audience. Save $15 off your visit with a board-certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/rightreasons when you use our code RIGHTREASONS. This code is only available to our listeners. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/rightreasons and click begin visit. Then use our code RIGHTREASONS at sign up and you'll get $15 off your dermatology visit. That's apostrophe.com/rightreasons and use that code RIGHTREASONS to get your dermatology visit and save $15. And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring the podcast. The Bachelor is filming now. So season 26 of The Bachelor has officially started production. There was a very quick turnaround from when they wrapped Michelle's season earlier this month. I think it was second weekend in September, second week, and they had to go right into filming the new season of The Bachelor like a week later, because obviously they don't normally air a season of The Bachelorette in the fall. Last year they did it because of COVID and they found some success, and they obviously picked 2 Bachelorettes. So they're going to keep rolling them through. And then The Bachelor will premiere in January as planned, usually the first week in January of the new year. And the new Bachelor is a man named Clayton. So obviously, there was a lot of talk of who was going to be the next Bachelor, as there always is when there's a Bachelorette season airing. And sources previously told us that they were throwing around Greg's name, Andrew S., Michael, and we also heard rumblings about Tyler Cameron saying, you know, him and his girlfriend broke up, and there was some speculation that the show reached out to him just to gauge his interest. I don't think there was a large interest, and I think he would have wanted a lot of money. And then the guys in Katie's season, there's kind of conflicting reports on how it played out, because One source told us that Greg turned them down and he just felt like everything got too negative and he didn't want to risk it and see how this was all going to like play out. And he just wanted to, he was ready to distance himself a little bit because of the backlash and the way the finale and everything ended up working out for him. But then another source told us that that's not true and they didn't pick him and he might be bitter. Probably some truth to both, maybe. It was usually one of those things that we find out later after they're not in contract anymore. And it's, but it is also common for the person who doesn't get the job to kind of say that they turned it down. But we do hear, you know, you hear your story about your like last minute Nick Vile, you know, which made Luke Pell, who's about to go on the plane, upset because he thought he got the gig. So I think we'll hear more later. But I tend to believe that I have a hard time believing that he wanted the that they wanted him to be the Bachelor, to be honest, just because of how the backlash aired. But the source that, you know, said Greg turned it down is kind of close to him. So it's possible. It's certainly possible. But another source told Us Weekly that this Clayton, who again is on Michelle's season of The Bachelorette, stood out right off the bat. Producers ended up going with him because they believed he was the best fit for the role. They wanted to switch things up and go with someone new and someone who hasn't been in the spotlight yet. The mystery makes it so more exciting for prospective contestants. So, you know, at these last couple seasons of The Bachelorette, obviously, or Bachelor, everyone has kind of come in with their lines all set up. They know who they are. Even Matt James was obviously new, but he was known in Bachelor Nation. And this will be someone who no one's seen on TV yet and obviously is going to get an amazing edit on The Bachelorette for us to be rooting for them. And the source also added that the crew actually found out last minute. The decision wasn't even made until a week before filming his intro. So quick turnaround. There probably was something that went down behind the scenes of, you know, whether it was with Andrew or Michael or Greg or whoever they were trying to get, it wasn't going to work out, and or they were, you know, second guessing it and they decided to go with this guy from Michelle's season. He is a 28-year-old, which is the same age as Michelle. He played football for the University of Missouri, which is a Division I football team. He tried out for the Seahawks in the NFL. Again, very similar to your Colton. He was a free agent, but obviously his experience in the NFL did not work out, and he got a job as an orthopedic sales. So that's what he has been doing post NFL football career and pre-Bachelor Nation, man. So it should be really interesting. If you watch the promo for Michelle's season, which they've done little teases, you will see him talk to her. So he's definitely already, you know, they're sending the seeds. He's really cute, but he also looks like a classic Bachelor pick. It almost feels like a redo of Colton. So hopefully it doesn't end the same way that did for obvious reasons. The hosts are also unclear. Tayshia and Caitlin are obviously back from filming Michelle's season. Tayshia was on some red carpet and Entertainment Tonight asked her about Clayton and she, you know, played coy. If it is him, that would be great, but who knows, you know. I don't think they're going to bring those two on for a Bachelor season, but I don't know. I really haven't heard, which is kind of interesting because they're filming now, or at least have filmed his intro and stuff, and they'll probably do night one soon. So we'll find out. I'm sure it'll leak. The other only thing about The Bachelor that was interesting was that Michael A., who just a couple weeks ago on Nick Vile's podcast, you know, said there were talks and maybe they were going to try to make some adjustments to make the season work for him. And, you know, whatever, he did an Instagram Q&A and they asked him why he wasn't The Bachelor. And he had this weird look on his face. And he was like, I don't know. I'm sure the next one's going to be great. So it kind of makes it seem like he was interested. And then they switched last minute for this Clayton dude. So we'll find out. We'll find out if it was the right move or not. ABC, you know, they got to take risks sometimes. And I think not that a white football player is a risk, but, you know, doing someone we haven't met before, but they obviously have the power of the edit. I'm sure he will look amazing on Michelle's season and we will be fawning over him and ready for him to find love in January. Either way, that's all I got for you. That's the quick little breakdown of what to expect on the rest of Paradise, what's going on in Bachelor Nation regarding the new season of The Bachelor and Michelle's season. And don't forget to come back on Wednesday for a full recap of the second to last episode of Bachelor in Paradise season 7.